Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
But also, this time last year was when we had the Easter with no one in the building, and I'm glad that the building is going to be full in Jesus' name this year. And so we encourage you to invite all your friends. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. Now there were four men with leprosy. Somebody say leprosy. At the entrance of the city gate, they said to each other, "Why stay here until we die? Why stay here?" One translation, "Why sit here until we die?" The final installment in our series, "What are you waiting for?" What are you waiting for? Turn to your neighbor and just ask him, "What are you waiting for?" Tell him, "Get to moving." Tell him, "Fast, right now, in Jesus' name." You may be seated. I love this story, one of my favorites in the entire Bible. It has so much great things in it, because it not only talks about the conditions of the lepers, it talks about the physical condition called leprosy. It talks about the lack in their life called famine. It talks about the enemy in front of them. And it's so important for us to realize that sometimes you're dealing with one demon. Sometimes you're dealing with a whole army of adversaries. Sometimes the devil hits you one spot, but sometimes it's the perfect storm. And you get a lot of things going on, and the devil loves to hit you with everything that he's got. And so these four men were not only going through leprosy, famine, and the enemy in front of them, but when you study out leprosy, they've been separated from their spouses. They've been separated from their children. And so I'm sure that not only are they suffering physically with leprosy, not only are they suffering physically from a hunger, but they are fearful because of what's in front of them in the form of an enemy army. But they are also going through the mental anguish of relationships that have been torn from them. I forgot what movie it was that I saw many years ago that depicted leprosy in the times of Christ, and it showed the father that was pronounced with leprosy and his wife and his little girl coming out on the front porch and his little girl running to get to her dad only for someone there in the community right before she is close enough to grab and hold on to her father. This bystander scoops her up and says, "You'll never be able to touch him again. Your dad is as good as dead." Tears running down her face. She's hysterical. Mom's hysterical. Dad is brokenhearted as they drag him out of the city. This is not just a rash. This is something that devastated these men's life. There was no hope, no cure. They didn't have the leprosy testimonies from the 10 lepers in the Bible that Jesus healed and made whole. They didn't have the testimony of the one leper who came back to thank Jesus for what he had done. They did not have that to glean from. All they had heard all of their life was that leprosy was a death sentence, but it was a slow death sentence. Sitting on death row thinking of what could have been and what used to be, but not what is going to be. And so as they suffer, they're sitting there, famine behind them, leprosy on them, an army in front of them. And they're sitting there waiting, and they begin to talk to one another. We'll get to there in just a moment. But in the last 2 weeks, we've talked that good things come to those who wait, is the old saying. But I believe better things come to those who work. But then Jesus said it best when he said that the violent take it by force. That whatever you want in life, whatever you want that God has ordained for you to have, you can go out there in faith and you can lay hold and lay hands on every good and perfect gift that comes from the Father. Just make sure it comes from the Father. The four lepers had the famine that they were dealing with, leprosy dealing with, and the army that was in front of them. But don't let what's behind you, that's your past. Don't let what present condition you have, that's your present. And don't let what giants stand before you rob you from the ability to move forward into the future that God has called you to have. The choice, church, is ours, and it's a very simple choice. In times like this, it's faith or it's famine. It's not enough or it's more than enough. You come to Living Way, we are a more than enough church. We are a church that's not going to teach you how to survive and roll with the punches, but how to thrive and how to punch back. We are a church that stands on the Word of God no matter what's happening in Wall Street. We stand on the promises of God that He said, I will meet every one of your needs. I have supplied them and I will meet them by the glory which was made evident and possible by Jesus Christ. We are the kind of church that teaches you, go to the doctors, get screened, get tested, but when you get an adverse report, you bring it to the church. You bring it to faith-filled people so we can lay our hands on it and on you and declare the promises of the Lord. We're not waiting to be healed. We are taking our steps to being whole and healthy. We are not waiting to be prosperous. We are taking steps to step in and live in prosperity. We are not waiting on things to happen. We are making things happen every day. We ended last session talking about the word works when you work it. Some of us are saying, God, give me a word, and God is saying, I gave you 66 books full of thousands of words. When you do those words, if you still need a word, I'll give you a word. But until then, get your nose in that book and don't look up until you've heard from me. Don't look up until you've found what I've told you to do. Don't look up until you feel a little stronger, until you feel a little more courageous, till you feel a little braver. That's why I love coming to Living Way, because we don't patty cake and we don't sit down on God. When we hear a word that we like, we reach out and grab it and say, that one's mine. We amen the preacher, not because he's preaching good, but because he's declaring the word of God. We don't watch people worship. We worship. Why? Because we worship while we wait. We praise while we wait. Talked to a great, great new member of this church just last night, and she was telling me about the church that she had come from. And I don't need to tell you that name, because we don't care what everyone else is doing. But I love what she said. She said, that church cannot compare to this church. She said, when I walked into this church, I knew things were different here. When I walked into this church, and guess what? I love this. Brother Jerome, you're going to appreciate this. I thought for sure when she said, when I walked into this church, I thought she was going to say, I loved the worship. She didn't mention the worship. She didn't say, oh, I loved your preaching. She still hadn't mentioned my preaching. She said, I love the fact that when I walked in here, I felt loved. She said, the first person I met was Jerome Shaw. He shook my hand, shook my family's hand. We showed up the next week, and guess what? He remembered all of our names. Come on now. You're at a church that's not going to let you sit with your back up against the wall and die. We love you enough to say, hey, there's a better way to live. His name is Jesus Christ. And when you come here, you're going to get a whole lot of Jesus so you can be everything that God has called you to be. You don't have to die like you are. You can live like He created you to be. Somebody give God a big praise, big praise, big praise. Woo! This is that kind of church. Somebody say, this is that. When we look to the Word of God in verse 1, before we get to verse 3, it tells us the condition that the nation of Israel was in. And I want to encourage you. It was dire straits. The circumstances were not great. Elijah replied and said this, the man of God said, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, 24 hours, and things are going to change. I love this. God didn't need the 24 hours for him. God needed the 24 hours for us. Because when God says to get ready, it's not like mama telling you to get ready for school. When God says in 24 hours, I'm going to shift some things. What God is saying is, I don't need the 24 hours, but I sent this word to you that you've got 24 hours. And if you move, I'll move.
If you speak, I'll speak. If you step out, I'll step out. I'm giving you 24 hours to let you know that you are one move away from a miracle. You are one declaration away from a breakthrough. And when the man of God, the word of God speaks to you, you better get up and move. Well, my family's not ready to move. You move and your family's going to move with you. Well, I just wish I had some help. You move and you'll get all the help you need. Twenty-four hours. And then can you believe that when God spoke, there was somebody standing next to the man of God who said, look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of heaven, could that really happen? Elisha said this, you will see it, but you will not eat it. All Living Way, we are an eating church, praise God. I got a 130 reservation at one of the greatest restaurants in New Braunfels. I'm an eating guy. I don't go to look. Come on now. I don't walk up and down the buffet to look. I'm not friends with you to watch you get blessed. I'll help you get blessed, but I'm going to help you get blessed on the way to my blessing. I'm going to help your relationship while my relationship's getting stronger. I'm going to encourage you to serve while I keep serving. Why? Because you're not going to find me saying, I don't think God can do it. If God told you he can do it, he can do it. You don't need me to amen it, but I will amen. If God said it, it's going to happen. Put them on the clock. 24 hours. Change is coming your way. Elisha's mentor, Elijah, was hardcore. I feel for Elijah. Elijah was bald-headed. Some kids made fun of him. Listen up, kids. And Elijah didn't rebuke the kids. He just said, bears came out of the forest and ate up every one of the kids. Elijah, hardcore. Kids, don't make fun of it. Elisha was not as rude and abrupt as Elijah. But in studying Elisha's life, this is about as close as Elisha gets to Elijah's personality. Because when he says, hear the word of the Lord, tomorrow about this time, 24 hours, God's going to change it. And the officer of the king, who the king leaned on, the officer said, I don't think that that is going to happen. God could even open the windows of heaven and that wouldn't happen. Elisha didn't cuss him. Elisha didn't rebuke him. Elisha didn't have a debate with him. Elisha simply turned to him and said, listen, tomorrow you're going to see it, but you're not going to eat it, and he moved on. Can I encourage you, quit debating with people that don't deserve your time. Quit fighting with people that you shouldn't even be in the ring with. Quit slinging mud with the pigs. God didn't call you to be a pig. God called you to be a prince. God didn't call you to wallow with them. God called you to elevate. And you can sit there and die and debate, or you can move past them and say, my life is too important and life is too short for me to argue with somebody that says my God can when I know he can. See it, but you will not eat it. When God gives you a word, get ready for the doubt filled, no faith, fear loving, negative Nellies to come out against that word. Every word from God will have opposition. If it doesn't have opposition, it's not from God. Let me say that again. I thought you'd amen there. Every word of God will have opposition. If you're not having opposition, it's not a word of God. Every move of God will have opposition. If there's no opposition, that's not a move of God. That's somebody else's move. Something else is happening. But we have to realize that when God tells us something, we could have leprosy. We could be hungry. We could be in the middle of the biggest fight with the biggest adversary ever. But when God said, in 24 hours, I'm going to turn it, my goal, your goal, my faith, your faith has to rise up and say, come on, opposition. Because when you show up, I know God's about to do it. When you show up, I know I'm on the right track. Come on, enemies, get ready. I need you enemies to get close. Why? Because God's getting ready to prepare my table. I might be in the valley today, but tomorrow it's banquet time. Woo! Every word has opposition. That is when we make the choice to believe him or to believe them. People that hear the word but don't believe the word, they see it but they don't eat it. Verse 3, I love this. Now there were four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate. They said to one another, why stay here until we die? So much to unpack from this. The adversary will challenge you when you start talking faith. This simple statement, oh, I love this. The enemy said, see those four guys there? Let's steal their family. Let's destroy their marriages. Let's give them leprosy. Boom, it showed up. Let's kick them out of the city. Boom, it happened. Tell you what, let's make their last few years just terrible, because not only is their body going to be eaten alive from the outside in and from the inside out, but now let's make sure that they don't have enough food. Now with their backs up against famine, with leprosy and hunger ravaging their bodies, let's let them look in the horizon of the distance and see the thousands of enemies camped in front of them. And the enemy said, we don't need to worry about them anymore. And the enemy had shifted. The devil's focus had shifted off of the four, because he left the four for dead. What he didn't know was, if you're going to kill me, you better kill me. The biggest mistake you did was you left us living through 2020. The biggest mistake you did was you gave us COVID, but you didn't kill us. The biggest mistake you did was you took us through Snowmageddon and didn't kill us. You had us right where you needed us. No fingers, no toes, no ears, no nose. Man, that rhymes. No fingers, no ears, no toes, no nose. No fingers, no ears, no toes, no nose. I'm hungry. I see the enemy. And then I look to my compadres. And I said, we can die here, or we can die there. We can die here, or we can die there. If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna live dying. I'm gonna march. I'm gonna move. I'm not gonna stay like this anymore. If God called me to it, God's gonna call me through it. Devil, you should have never shifted your focus, because now faith has been born in me. Nudge your neighbor and tell him, faith, wake up, wake up, wake up. Woo! I love this, Chris. Fast forward 4,000 years. There's four friends. Sit down. Give me about five more minutes, seven more minutes. We fast forward 4,000 years, and there's a story about a paralyzed man. And there's four friends, and they pick him up, and they take him to Jesus. He had friends that said, we're not going to let you lie here and die. The difference between him and the lepers is the lepers, even though they didn't have no toes, they could move, they could crawl, they could walk. He had friends that said, hey, even if you can't walk, we can get you there. Then when they get there, the line's out the door. And I'm sure a couple friends said, well, maybe we can catch them the next stop. Maybe we can catch them the next town. But there was one friend. You got to have that one crazy friend. You got to have that one radical friend. You got to have that one person that said, hey, I'll cut off ears. I'll tear off the roof. I'll do whatever it takes. So we can bust through that roof. But what about the damages? That's what home insurance is for. Every once in a while, we get a storm roll through, and man, he says, we need to leave. We need to move our cars under shelter. I said, no, that's what insurance is for. We might get new vehicles out of this deal. Who knows? So let's tear off the roof. Four friends all got on the same cord. You know what I love about this story is because until I unwrapped it the last 2 months, I always had pictured in my mind, Brother Robert, that there was four lepers and that one of them came up with the bright idea to say, hey, why sit we here until we die? But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that all four of them begin to talk to one another. And all four of them had the same revelation at the same time. And it wasn't one speaking to four. It was friend one talking to friend two. And friend two talking to friend four. And friend four talking to friend three. And they said, hey, we've been living this way for months, maybe even years. Listen, we've got nothing to lose. If we stay here, we're going to die. If we go back, we're going to die. But if we go forward, there is a chance that we're going to die, but I think we're going to live. And if we live, we're going to live well. Can I encourage you? I've always preached that you got to have one radical faith person in your group. But in the day we're living in, you don't need one. Everybody in your group has to have faith. Everybody that walks with you has to have faith. Everybody that talks with you has to have faith. We need a faith revolution. Woo! Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I need faith. Tell them you need faith. Woo. Every one of them, for real, faith, faith. One of them said, I've been here 6 months. One of them said, 6 months, I've been here 2 years. I haven't been able to kiss my wife in 2 years. I miss quinceañeras. Oh, come on, somebody. I miss sweet 16s because of this disease. I'm not going to live like this another day in my life. What you talking about? Hey, let's get up and let's go. Let's go lay hand on what God said we could have. We go back, we die. If we stay here, we die. But if we move forward, we've got a chance to live. And at dusk they got up and they went to the camp. And I had to ask Pastor Becky, I said, how do you say this word? Because most people say Arameans. That's a word, but it's not this. So I had to go to the dictionary. The only way I can pronounce this word is I got to say it like the Mr. Dictionary does. Arameans. So it says Arameans. Went to the camp of the Arameans. And when they reached the edge of the no one was there. The thing that had kept them bound didn't even exist. The thing that had held them back wasn't even real. The thing that had told them they couldn't wasn't even working. The thing that they had heard and seen and talked about for the last few months of their life was not even in front of them. Can I tell people of faith today that maybe it is the thing that you feared the last 6 months, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years is not even a thing. And even if it's real, it's no match for Jehovah God. It's no match for Jesus. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Verse 6, for the Lord had caused the Arameans to hear the sounds of chariots and horses and a great army, so that the enemy said, look, the king of Israel has hired the Hittites, the Egyptian kings, to attack us. And so the enemy got up and fled in the dusk. But can I encourage you that nothing moves until you move.
Nothing works until you work. Nothing shifts until you shift. Nothing happens until you happen on the enemy. And I love it. We're going to do something for you here. But when they got up and they said, we're not going to live like this anymore, the moment they took a step and they started stepping and they started moving, it sounded a little different. Chris, give me a little more. Give me a, there you go. And when they were marching, what they didn't hear was what the enemy heard. Can I encourage you? When you praise, you're not hearing what the enemy hears. When you worship, you're not hearing what the enemy worships. When you walk in faith, you're not hearing what the enemy hears. Can I encourage somebody? It's time that you get up. It's time that you move. It's time that you march. It's time that you step. No matter who's with you, no matter who's against you. Well, I'm just going to wait on the Lord. Don't wait on the Lord. You got to move. Well, I'm going to wait till the church gets with me. We're going to get with you the best we can. But on Monday, when it's just you and your Savior, you're going to have to move. You're going to have to put one step in front of the other. One step in front of the other. Stand on your feet. One subtle change in this text, and I love it. While the lepers are gathering gold, silver, and food, one phrase made me shout out loud in my office. You ready? It said, and those that had leprosy, not those that have leprosy, those that had, past tense, it's over. When did they get healed? I don't know, but somewhere from the wall of the city to the enemy's camp, while they were marching, while they were moving, the enemy, his holes, his sickness, everything he had come against them with, it fell off of them. The altar's filling up, praise God. Strong men and women of God in this altar. Strong men and women of God making a move. Strong men and women of God making a move. I got 30 more seconds to just share one more part of this. It's what we want here at Living Way. As they're gathering food, flour, necessities, gold, silver, abundance, they started talking to one another and they said, you know what? This is not right. This is not right for us to have this miracle and to keep it for ourselves. They had literally been hiding it around so they could come back and get it. Said, this isn't right. We must go and tell somebody what we have seen, what has happened to us. They go back to the city. Hey! The guards didn't even recognize them because the noses had grown back. The ears were perfectly fine. Let me tell you something. Even where they were dirty, they're now clean because God's not going to give you a dirty ear. That gatekeeper. Who is that? They sound familiar. They don't look familiar. Can I encourage those of you in this altar? This is your day. Your waiting season is over. Your 24 hours is coming to an end. God is shifting. God is turning. God is doing something. But can I encourage you that is as great as it is for you, this is going to become your testimony for your generation, for your family, for your city, for your generation, for your culture. As I lay my hands on everyone in this altar, if you don't want me to lay hands on you, you can take a step back. But I